The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to, you know what, I've been remiss, I didn't get you set up, pull that down in front of you there, partner. Hey, good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindabot. Linda isn't going to be here today and I'll explain that a little bit later. Today, the 22nd of May, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. I could use a little compassion this morning. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
What national day do we have today? This is National Recovery Day for Carl.
Today is...
Come on, get in there.
May 22nd.
We got to get closer.
Oh, there we got... let's see.
Never
National
mind.
Craft Distillery Day.
Oh, what is it?
National Craft Distillery Day.
Craft Distillery? You mean like beer?
Yep, and then we also
craft
have
beer.
A National Maritime Day.
Maritime? Oh, Maritime.
Maritime,
Maritime
yeah.
Day. Got it. Okay. I don't know what to do about those. The Craft Distillery, yeah. Maritime Day. That's cool. Hey, the weather is sunny with a high near 85 today. And low around 57 tonight. The rest of the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are going to be nice days. That means this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to be exact, sunny with a high near 92, and Sunday, we'll be sunny with a high near 89, so it's going to be beautiful out there in Happy Valley, and it'll be good. And I've got a place for everybody to go to, and that's what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. Been in the business about 30 years, into the third generation of the Kenny family, and they provide senior and veteran discounts for all your propane needs. They're a great company. They've got an outstanding reputation and just really cool people. In fact, Chuck Kenny's going to be on the show here at 8 o'clock this morning to talk about things they're doing there, but other things that he's involved in. Locally owned, locally operated, and like I said, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Now, I'm here with Steve Westa. Give me a minute. Don't tell me. Westerby. I can read it now.
Perfect.
Steve Westerby. And you brought with you...
Sarah Beers.
Hi, Sarah. I know, Sarah says, no, no, it's okay. You know, like, Sarah, they can't... You could say anything you want, and nobody's going to know what you look like. You can give fake names here. Oh, here, put it in front of you just in case. Okay, you're here to talk about strawberries.
Yes, the annual 84th annual... longest-running event in Shasta County other than the fair, Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. And we have it on Memorial Day every year, and we're looking forward to another year with some perfect weather.
84 years.
Yes.
Wow, that's almost as old as the two guys sitting out there in the offices getting ready to come off American Legion.
Yes.
Almost, not quite. Okay. Y'all come in here every year. You bring in strawberry shortcake.
We did do that.
And you did it again. Wow. Let me tell you. And this is the same size strawberry shortcake you serve out there.
Yes.
Let me tell you, my friends, not only can Linda and I eat it, but Buford gets part of it. Buford's our studio dog. Not only that, it is great tasting. I don't know how you do this every year.
We have a good source. You know,
okay.
The ice cream has the proper amount of buttercream or butterfat, whatever you like in ice cream.
Yeah.
And, you know, the strawberries are good and sweet and beautiful. And we just look forward to having this event every year. And actually, I think I mentioned the cakes, too. You know, years ago, we made a shift to more of a pound cake versus, you know, that's our short cake. And it's a little bit more concentrated, better than we used to do with angel food cake. So that change just makes it a superior, yummy, yummy product that if you put it in your hands, it would take both hands.
It does.
Cupped to hold it in your hands. That's how much.
I'd like to know from my producers why my strawberry shortcake isn't in here. But you two are sitting in there stuffing your chubby little faces. Yeah.
Hard to not.
Don't even get me started here. Look at that. You know, look, they're in there eating the shortcake and, oh, hey, Carl, maybe if there's some left. There you go, buddy. I don't know if that spoon's big enough. Okay. Now, it's much more, though, than strawberry shortcake. You've got vendors, you've got
We are out of West Valley High School, so we have lots of parking, lots of space, which is free. And this year we have over 100 vendors that do all kinds of things. They sell their wind chimes, dyed clothing, succulent plants, doggy clothes, pottery.
Okay, my friends, I can't even begin to start telling you all the things that are here. But doggy clothes and candles. Wax melts, pottery, wind chimes, hummingbird feeders. Yeah, y'all about done yourselves this year.
Well, and there's two
strawberry festival, because, you know, and then drive out there and they go, where's the strawberry festival?
Yeah, there's still lots of friends you'll see out there. Arrive. We have 13 food vendors. We have all kinds of foods besides, in fact, some people have told me their strategy is they go and eat, and they'll either in the morning, they'll do strawberry pancake breakfast or 4-H breakfast.
Yeah.
Then they'll have food, like at lunchtime. Before they go, they'll get the strawberry food coma meal, and that's how they have a strategy for how to do the strawberry festival. So, but Saturday is a motorcycle show.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday is the car show.
Okay.
And we usually have over 100 cars there, motorcycles. I've never counted, but we have a good size.
Okay. Now, the antique trucks and tractors.
Yes.
That's going to be on Saturday.
Yes.
Along with the motorcycles.
Correct.
So then Sunday is classic cars, trucks, and hot rods. Now, do we warn everybody to buy their strawberry shortcake early? Because there's a possibility.
We think we bought more.
Okay, got more.
And it's usually the only problem that would exist is on Sunday afternoon. There's no worries about that on Saturday, most of the day Sunday. But we bought more, so we should have strawberries until 5 o'clock on Sunday. That's our plan.
How many of these did you bring today?
Five.
Five, good. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. And then David could take one home to his wife. If he could do that, because she's getting ready to launch a child any minute.
Oh.
You didn't have a child last night, did you? No. No. Okay.
Well, we have Barry and Blossom. Those are potential names.
Uh-huh.
There are mascots that join us every day and walk around the fair. The kids really enjoy it. Speaking of kids.
Wait a minute. Barry and Blossom, what are those?
They are mascots. They are strawberries.
Got it. Okay.
They walk around and see little kids. And the other thing is, with the kids, we have kid events. I believe there's a petting zoo by the local 4-H, the Happy Valley 4-H group. And we have bounce houses. We have sensory display, pony rides. On Saturday only, we have the canine demonstration. They're in the grass out by where the car show normally is. So they're
that's the Sheriff's Department then?
Correct.
Okay. So that you can volunteer your child and put them in a big, that's not the way it goes. Your food vendors, we have to take a break.
Right.
I'm here with Steve Westerby and Sarah, who won't come on the show. She's glaring at me. Maybe we'll get her on in the next segment. So I want to talk a little bit more about this, about the history and where the money goes. That's a big thing, too. Because, you know, when you raise money, is it just to everybody that puts it on has a big party afterwards? Or does money go places? All right, we're going to take a quick break, though, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Strawberry feels forever. I'm Jack Cutter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Redding, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading. Focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello. It's a routine we have on that song. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yes, I did survive Linda's birthday yesterday. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, who are very happy that we walked in yesterday and Linda's birthday and acquired certain things that were there. They're such great people and such a great, great selection of jewelry. It's, been there for 30 years. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great, you know, Rebecca and Henry and Leonard, just super people there. Been voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. They're the only full service jewelry store in Redding. And, stone cutters, watch repairmen. I saw people bringing in their watches yesterday and, it's just a good experience. Just really good people down there. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 at Four Winds Jewelry. And I'm here with, Steve Westerby and Sarah, who refuses to give me her last name. And, I don't know. Are you hiding? Are you in like witness protection, Sarah?
No.
Wait a minute. Get in closer. Pull that thing in there about that. Okay. Are you witness protection?
No.
Is she turned on? Okay. You just got to talk louder.
This is Sarah Beer.
Hi, Sarah. See, I got you on. She said, I'm not going to do it. Okay, so what's your job in this, sir?
I joined the foundation probably 7 years ago when I moved out to Happy Valley.
Uh-huh.
Grew up in Siskiyou County, moved back to Shasta County in 2013. So I've came in. I'm a CPA in town. So I've been
here. You're a CPA?
And, yes, I am.
Look at you. Wow, so. You probably brought all this. Are you the kind of like the bookkeeper for the group?
Yeah, I share the duties with another woman, so we yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I've got friends that are CPAs, and it's you know, really sounds like an interesting job.
It is. It's always changing. So
thank you, government.
It doesn't get boring.
Thank you, government.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about this tax bill.
The big, beautiful. Yeah.
What's that mean? Yeah. You know, is it going to be big and beautiful, or is it going to be just, here comes another bite out of the old fiscal butt?
I think from what I've read and what I've seen go through so far, it should help most of our clients.
Okay. Well, good. So, and we'll leave it there.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll leave it right there. Now, going back to the Strawberry Festival, because that's what Steve and Sarah are here for, is Strawberry Festival. They brought in strawberry shortcake. I love it.
We could eventually call it the Happy Valley Music Festival with strawberries, because we have so much music. Two stages, six bands over 2 days. And so if you bring your own easy chair, we have chairs and we have grass to sit on, but we have the Billies, we have the
Full Throttle.
Find my Full Throttle.
Yeah, Benny and the Jets.
Right.
This is going to be cool.
Looking for my list and North Beat, the Jinx and, Momentum, classic rock band. So, they do a great job entertaining, and it's music, it's, people, and generally just a great friendly experience.
And where would it be? A Northern California Shasta County event if we weren't raffling off guns.
That's correct.
That's right. You're raffling off what? Three guns.
Yeah, a pistol, a shotgun, and a rifle. So
there you go.
I don't want to say the name of this. I think it's one of the guns.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
You know, it's a gun's a gun.
Yes.
All right. So now this is going to start. You raise money, and this is what it's
correct.
For. Where does this go back to, into the community?
That's a good question. It's a longer list. 4-H, the schools out there, the Citizens Patrol.
The fire department. We do stuff for the cemetery that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last few years, we've been putting a lot of money into the community center to make it upgraded and nicer for everybody that
so everybody
rents
can
it.
Use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks really great.
Yeah, it's busier too every weekend. Mm-hmm. We are responsible to rent that facility.
Uh-huh.
And it's a community resource, and we just felt it was necessary to pretty it up. And we believe we're trying to paint the outside there this year with some of the funds. So then we'll have done.
So the money that's raised here, and this is what I'd like to get out to everybody, it stays It stays in the community.
Absolutely.
They provide a great event, 2-day event, everything you can imagine in small town atmosphere and things to do, bands, food vendors, entertainment, great food, and the money stays there in Happy Valley. But it also, I mean, it helps Happy Valley Fire Department, the Explorers programs, Sheriff's Department out there, 4-H, and like they said, the community center, redoing the community center, so it allows more people to use it and improves the facilities there. So it's going to be Saturday and Sunday, May 24th and 25th, Happy Valley Road and Gas Point Road, that's where the high school is.
Right.
West Valley High School. And it's going to start at what time?
9 o'clock till 5. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Frank Muse is one of our 4-H, Happy Valley 4-H advisors.
Not Frank Muse.
Yes, the Frank Muse. And they have at 7 o'clock Saturday morning, they have a strawberry pancake breakfast that the 4-H group, I think it's a pig group, sponsors. So you get strawberry pancakes to start your day early in the morning, and lots of people come out for that, and then it's just on like Donkey Kong all day long.
Now, that pancake breakfast starts Saturday at 7 a.m.
Correct.
Until gone. So
well, till 9, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it says until gone, but it's usually probably by 9.
Yeah.
And then the 4-H pancake breakfast, both of them are 4-H, starts Sunday at 8 a.m.
Correct.
So they're all recovering from Saturday. From
yes.
Sugar comas.
Right.
That they have.
I'm going to go have another one.
You know, I love things like this. And so how long does it take you all to get this? You know, I'm on the Rodeo Association. I know how we work on this. We may have a few more moving parts than you do, but not many. How long does it take you all to put this together? Would you say, sir? Look at me when you're talking, not each other.
We talk about it year round.
Especially I mean, do you have like a committee that meets? Okay.
Well, so everybody on the foundation, we meet monthly.
11 of us.
Yeah. Okay.
And
all right.
Then, you know, really things gear up. So we're planning for it year round. It gets really busy, you know,
a couple months ago.
February, probably.
Now, so that's when you're lining up all the bands and the vendors and all this. 100 vendors out there. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a great amount up there. So you're meeting year round, but then you start gearing up 4-5 months beforehand, and then as we get closer, if you're like us with the Marine Corps Ball, it just gets crazier until the day of the event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have great resources and great people that help us. It's amazing. You know, you have a core of people that put it on, and they kind of duplicate themselves with the volunteers they recruit. And you know, we have school kids. A lot of our school kids help us. For instance, specifically the West Valley Yearbook helps us in the booth to serve.
Wow.
So sometimes we have adult volunteers from the community. You like the teachers from the Happy Valley School. But sometimes if one of the groups is a little short, we have fill in. These yearbook staff help us just run the ice cream, run the berries, run the cakes, and they do anything we need that's kind of impromptu.
So how many strawberry shortcake boats do you sell? I say boats because they put them in this big
Well, we did an assessment.
Container.
We have about almost 4,000 people a day on Saturday and Sunday, so that's quite a few people. And I, you know, we've talked about it, but it'd probably be in the range of over 2 days, 6,000.
Don't talk to her.
6,000 to 8,000 strawberry baskets.
Wow.
Yeah, a bunch. Because some people eat two.
Several years ago, we had another producer before these two great guys. Y'all brought in the strawberries, and I said I'll just have mine after the segment. Well, one of my producers, he went in and just ate one, and then he was over there eating mine. Two of these, yeah, two of these. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And first of all, I said that was mine. I was just sitting here. You just ate one. You just started the next one. And let me tell you, if you can do that, you, because these are large, filled with strawberries, and ice cream tastes great. And the, I'm just telling her, but I'm having it right now. Did you like yours? Phil, have you had yours yet?
I'm working on it right now.
He's working on it right now. How do you like it?
Very good.
Yeah, it's great over there. Okay. Can you buy tickets at the door?
We can, and you're going to give some away.
I am. I sure
it's
am.
It's free parking. It's free entrance. And
oh, okay. And what are these tickets good for then?
These you can give them away to your
These
clients.
Are for the strawberry boats.
These so are for the boats.
Whoa.
Yeah, the $10 strawberry
This is
mammoth.
Okay. I'm going to give away several of these during the next 2 days.
Yeah.
I've got, oh, yeah. I'll give, and these are good for the strawberry boat.
Yes.
One serving of strawberry shortcake and ice cream either day. Cool.
That's how it works.
Okay.
And we hope to see you out there. If not, we'll see you again.
It's going to be great out there. It's going for a good cause. You're going to have everything you can possibly imagine. Food trucks, arts and craft vendors, car shows, today, and we'll talk about this tomorrow also. Thank you, Sarah. You're great.
All right. Thank
Steve,
you very much.
So are you. All right. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile, and hardwood flooring, granite, and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberries, shortcake, and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, don't turn their mics on yet. They're over here playing something. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda's birthday was yesterday, as we all know, and we went out and celebrated last night. Then the Strawberry Festival people came in, and what a great group they are. And they were talking about the Strawberry Festival. It's going to start on Saturday, and I'm going to give away. Phil, you ready? Are you ready? I'm giving away two tickets. Strawberry Festival is free, but I'm giving away two tickets for the strawberry boat that I'm eating right now. I can't eat. It's too big. If you're going to Strawberry Festival, I've got you two tickets. They're worth $10 a piece. It's going to get you one serving of strawberry shortcake and ice cream either day, the 24th or the 25th, out at West Valley High School. Are all of y'all together? Hello? Are all of y'all together in here? Okay. And got it. I know what I'm doing today now. Anyway, if you want these tickets, give us a call, 530-605-4567. Okay, well, good morning, everybody. I'm here with the American Legion and more. So, good morning, hon.
Good morning.
Okay, you want to introduce everybody?
Yeah, Carl, this is Vanessa Moore.
Yeah.
Cheryl Moore and her husband. And I forget his.
Arthur.
And we're, I'm Jess from the American Legion, as you know.
As I know.
We're doing a fundraiser for Vanessa here so she can get her stem cell treatment. They're going to have it here in California now instead of having to go to Mexico.
Get that up closer to your mouth there, buddy.
They're having to go to... Instead of going to Mexico, they're going to have it right here in California.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing it on the 12th of July.
Okay. And see, it's a change from the original one.
Right, so, because now they don't have to put an upfront deposit down in Mexico that's non-refundable.
Okay.
So they're doing it here, and they've got a little later timeline than what they had.
Well, I want to talk about that in a second, Cheryl, tell us about Nessie.
Well, thank you for having us on. And our daughter, Vanessa, got really sick when she was 13. She had an adverse reaction to a vaccine. And what happened, she actually had JRA. It turned on a gene. And gave her a juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, which is an inflammatory response to that. And then the medicine they put her on actually caused a brain abscess that went unnoticed, unchecked. And when it ruptured, 70% of people die just like that, like a snap of your fingers.
It would be like a stroke in the brain.
She was air-vacced to Children's Los Angeles, where we lived for over a month while they tried to save her life.
Uh-huh.
and to this day, she's had so many seizures. The seizures have just been incredible, taking over her quality of life. And these
seizures range from just...
Grand mal to just staring off into space and that kind of stuff, and it just consumed her life. But
it consumed your life.
She's had three brain surgeries since that. And last February, in 2024, she had two brain surgeries, and the last one was to implant an RNS. It's a stimulator, so if it detects a seizure coming, it stimulates and it stops the seizure from going across her whole brain and having a grand mal seizure.
Is that working?
Well, I don't know. She's had one seizure and this year, and that was in February. And we've done other things though that have also helped, like more medicinal, holistic things. And that's what put us on this path for stem cells.
Stem cell.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've done a lot with stem cell research.
Wow, and all the research we had done up until just 2 weeks ago, we thought we had to go abroad because we couldn't get the stem cells we wanted here, which in America they do where they take your stem cells. But as we age, our stem cells age also, so they're not as good. They're not performing at 100%.
They're not as potent.
Yeah, they're not as potent. So what we've done is we found someone who will take the stem cells from a live birth. After a live birth, they take it from the umbilical cord. They harvest them. They test them. And
this is from live. This is from live babies.
Yeah.
Everybody, don't get your bowels in an uproar over this.
No, yep. This is a healthy woman, a healthy pregnancy, and
because that's what you want is you want healthy stem cells.
We want healthy everything, and they collect them and then they put them in through intravenously for Vanessa, and it will cross the blood-brain barrier because they are so small.
Well, you know, when we first started talking about this, and I was looking at stem cell, and there's so many things that are going on in the United States, but I also understand that a lot of times therapies that have been accepted in other countries haven't made it through our FDA and all the medical processes, which is why some people will go to other places for
right.
it. But what you found, then, it sounds like, is you found it right here in America.
Yes, and the how they get around the regulation of the federal government is you become a tribal member of a sovereign nation for 24 hours.
And where's this going to be at?
And it's going to be in Chico, California, 90 minutes from our house. So what's so exciting, it's actually achievable because it's less than $10,000.
Our stem cell research has been really retarded as of the last few years because of the executive order signed by George Bush.
Really?
Yes.
Is this because of
he did it on religious
reasons?
Yes.
And because some people think, I remember that when people were talking stem cell, that a lot of people were getting excited because
and he put
taken.
A kibosh to it with an executive order banning it in the United States.
That certain time, but well, wow. he can't have banned it because there's stem cell research going on all the time.
But he wouldn't let him fund the research from federal government.
Mm.
Right.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah. I mean, I can understand why then, because I know that they're doing stem cells everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So this is very exciting.
It is.
And the fact is that instead of having to go to Mexico.
Yep.
Though I just had a friend that came back from there that had that their lung collapsed and all this and was in the ICU in Mexico, southern Mexico, for 6 days. And I said, how was that? And they said, well, the treatment was adequate. She said, you know, she was a nurse.
Yeah.
She said, treatment's adequate. I mean, you're...
Yeah.
And it got her through and got her back up here. But you're still down in another country, relying on that.
Yeah.
So now, though, it sounds like it's going to be in Chico.
90 minutes
from your house, and they can do the whole thing.
Absolutely. And we'll be home, and she'll be in bed that night, in her own bed. So this is pretty incredible for our family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is incredible. And we really hope that it helps Vanessa regain some quality and some freedom in her own life.
Well, are we going to be able to talk to Vanessa? How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I mean, you're looking very serious there, and I thought, well, I don't want to put her on the spot, you know. How you doing, hon?
I'm okay.
So this started a long time ago for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you see maybe some light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah.
She's a beautiful young lady.
Thank
I wish y'all
you.
Could see her. We're going to get some photos.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get a video, too, of this. And it's such good news that you can do it right here in the North State.
Well, now, what that does for us, it allows us a little more time now to raise additional funds to help her medically. And so we've postponed our end-of-the-month program.
Yeah, I just saw she comes in, marks that out, puts in July, and I was, nobody's told me this, you know.
Well, I am telling you now, Carl.
I talk about this. This is one of our things.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, Carl.
Nessie, you're incredibly courageous young lady.
Okay. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're here every day.
We would invite you and Linda as special guests to come down and partake in our
stem cell research? What?
Well,
you probably don't want my stem cells. Who knows what, you know,
hey,
turn out like me.
Look at me. I've been in Vietnam. Who knows what I've got?
Not even talking to you.
And, you know, if you want to learn more about what's happening with Vanessa's stem cell, we're actually having a over at the Red Lion on Friday night, tomorrow night at 6:30. Dinner is included, and it's a free event. And the company called Infinity Matrix is going to be hosting a stem cell educational.
Slow down a little bit now, because he's got to write this down.
Well, it is a stem cell education.
Infinity
Matrix, and it's going to be at the Red Lion. At 6:30 in the evening, and you can come with all your questions. And
it includes dinner?
And it includes dinner for free.
And everything's free.
Everything is free. You just come and
to find out about stem cells.
Yep, and you ask all the questions you want.
You know, what I would love to do is whoever their spokesman is and your point of contact is get them on the show.
Absolutely.
Love to do a show about stem cell.
Okay.
Because, you know, you kind of question everything you read. You should.
You should. And skepticism is important.
Right. And I'm sure that you all studied this a lot. We need to take a break.
Okay.
And we're here with Vanessa
Moore.
Thank you. Vanessa Moore and her family. The original stem cell date was May 31st, end of the month, and the fundraisers and everything's going on. But they've found the stem cell people, I guess, from Affinity Matrix that can help her with the same treatment in Chico, California. And so 90 minutes away, it's like a miracle, huh?
What a blessing.
Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit during the break about how you're becoming adopted into this nation that's going to do this for you. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
pension veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebod. It's Thursday, the 22nd of May, 7:50 in the morning, and we're here with Vanessa Moore and her family, Cheryl and
Arthur,
her parents. And Nessie's here too. Hi, Ness.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. You know, Nessie, when she was 13, had a vaccine that she had a terrible reaction to, brain abscesses, all these different things happened. And it was to the, which vaccine was it?
It was Gardasil.
Gardasil, which is for
right. For HPV.
HPV.
Right.
Which is preventing cervical.
Yeah.
To help prevent cervical cancer.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's what it. That's
but they're giving it to kids, you know, and they give it to them when they're 13.
Yeah.
When they're starting to kind of
12,
go through
13
that.
Years
12,
old. 13. Yeah, and it's a 3-shot series, and she got sick after the second one.
Yeah. And then, so the brain abscesses, and then this has caused grand mal seizures, and this has been going on. And how old are you today? How are you?
30. She's 30.
30 years old.
She just turned 30.
You know what? You could pass for 19.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's just, you know, 18, 19.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
So she's 30, and she's been going through this since she was 13. So then, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but then you found, trying to find ways to treat this, and you found stem cell,
right.
A stem cell treatment in Mexico. So this was what became this fundraiser. American
right.
Legion, a lot of people got behind, and it was going to be conducted at the Vets Hall here in Reading on May 31st.
Yeah.
Forget that.
Right.
It's canceled. And it's canceled because
we have pushed it out about 6 weeks to July 12th. Because now we're not under a time restraint and we can have a little more organization to this because we were under such a time restraint that we had to go so fast that things were overlooked and we weren't really able to get our feet on the ground.
Yeah.
So
for these fundraisers to pay for this because it was going to be in Mexico and it was going to be expensive. But then there's a company called Infinity Matrix.
Correct.
Who's in Chico. California.
Yes. Well, I think they're actually out of Oklahoma, but they're doing business in Chico, California.
And through the nation, because the government of the United States says, you know, there still needs more testing. And, you know, even though, as we pointed out, there's so many treatments and medicines that are good in Europe and other parts of the world, just haven't made it through our testing system here. It takes it forever. But, you know, and if you're able, you can travel those places, and that's where you're going. Well, because they're working through a Native American nation.
Right, right.
A sovereign nation.
Yes, a sovereign nation.
You can do it that
You can do it that way. You can do it that way.
And much less money.
Oh, my gosh.
90 minutes away. And Nessie can be home
that
evening.
And recouping and trying to get better.
Okay.
Yep.
This is great.
It is.
Now, this fundraiser is going to be on July 12th at the Vets Hall?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to Nessie, N-E-S-S-Y, Phoenix Fund, that's like Phoenix, the city, P-H-O-E-N-I-X, Fund, you can give that way, or you can go to the GoDaddySites.com, or is that both those together?
Yeah, that's together.
Okay,
that's
so it would be Nessie Phoenix Fund at GoDaddy.
Yes, it is.
And you can donate
correct.
For this.
Yeah,
I got one more
tickets.
Thing on the donation thing, Carl,
yeah,
is that
sure.
tomorrow the American Legion and the Korean War Veterans of the United States.
Korean veterans.
Right. We are getting together and doing a pop-up at the Sportsman's mm-hmm. Warehouse parking lot to take donations for the procedure. That's tomorrow and Saturday, 8:30 to 2.
Okay, 8:30 to 2. Got it.
Sportsman's Warehouse.
Sportsman's Warehouse. So how are you doing on the donations so far?
Well,
how are you doing on donations, you know?
I don't, because we're not, unless they give it to us directly, we don't have any access to their banking information. So
all right.
We're just trying to facilitate the raising of the the funds.
The funding.
So this thing at the Vets Hall right here in Reading is going to have a number of things going on there.
Yes.
Dunk tanks.
Yeah, we're trying to get you to be the dunk the punk guy.
We'd like to dunk you.
Yeah, well, I've been dunked before. Carnival games, face painting, a bounce house, auctions.
And a great meal.
And live entertainment.
And yes.
A great meal.
And a great meal we're going to barbecue.
How much does that cost?
It costs $30 if you buy the tickets before,
uh-huh.
and it's going to be $35 at the door.
Okay. So $35 at the door or $30 if you get them now. And where can you get them at?
You can get them at Eventbrite.
Okay.
Or through the website. And we're also going to be selling the tickets. I'm not sure what are probably...
We're going to do another pop-up
yeah.
and sell tickets for that, too. So it'll be announced later on, probably first part of June.
Okay.
Yeah, and number's on there, too. It's
we'll recycle this.
Yeah.
We'll just put July 12th on it. Nessie.
Hey. Hey, what's up?
Your life changed dramatically. And you've been going through this for, 17 years. Then,
yes,
and when your life changes like that, because it kind of keeps you from doing anything,
mm-hmm.
is that? So, how are you feeling about this? Are you looking forward to it?
Brain sustained
damage.
Yeah.
What a beautiful smile you have, huh?
Uh huh.
She struggles.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put you on the spot.
I'd rather see her smiling than crying.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. This is better. Anyway, we can help. We can all help Nessie here. And it's going to be, that's why there's fundraisers are going on, and it's going to be done right here in the North State via which tribe was that?
You know what? We're going to ask that when we go tomorrow night to the stem cell educational.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's go back to that. Tomorrow night at the on Friday night at the Red Lion Inn, starting at 6:30, Infinity Matrix, which is a stem cell company, is hosting a free dinner and educational seminar about stem cells. And we're going to really try to get these guys on, in the next week or so to talk about stem cell research. But this is free, my friends, and you can go there. And it's at the Red Lion Inn, 6:30, dinner, and then short class about what stem cell is afterwards.
Right.
And how it can help you and all the different things that they're using stem cells for.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I bet it is. And I remember reading about stem cell research. Gosh, it's got to be 30, 40 years ago now.
Yeah. It's back in they were pretty heavy into it in the late 90s.
Yeah. Middle to late 90s.
Yeah, and there was big battles going on, and for religious reasons.
It was a big religious thing back then.
And because they were taking the stem cells from the
placenta.
The umbilical cords.
Umbilical cords.
And maybe other places. And what it could do. And in this case, what did they expect it to? Well, we've got to run. We've totally run out of time. But we're going to have you all back on again.
Okay.
And Nessie, you're going to get well. And we're going to help.
I hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Or overtime income. It's projected the massive bill will add trillions of dollars to the nation's debt. Writing on social media, the president praises House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republican leadership for getting his major tax bill passed. It now goes to the Senate, and he's urging lawmakers there to send it to his desk as soon as possible. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Free Palestine, the phrase that witnesses say the gunman was shouting after he fatally shot two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington, D.C. last evening. Correspondent Nathan Elgren says it happened outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C.
The suspect who was detained is 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. After the shooting outside the museum, he entered inside and then was detained. Two people who were inside the museum at the time told the Associated Press that they heard at least 10 gunshots. Afterward, they saw the shooter inside the museum. He was wearing a red keffiyeh, which is a traditional Middle Eastern headdress. And while he was being detained, they told us that he shouted Free Palestine.
Reports of multiple fatalities among those on board a private plane that crashed this morning in San Diego's Murphy Canyon neighborhood. About 15 homes set on fire along with vehicles, and there have been evacuations. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 92 points, and NASDAQ trading 91 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020. That is 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
Not a good day for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. New 5,000-ton destroyer was heavily damaged during its launching ceremony.
A stern North Korean state television newsreader tells the nation that operational carelessness was behind the accident that led to panels of the warship's hull being crushed as it headed down the slipway. An angry and presumably embarrassed North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, called it a criminal act that could not be tolerated. The accident took place at a shipyard in the eastern port city of Chongjin. Last month, North Korea launched its first 5,000-ton destroyer, the Chohyon, by far the largest in its naval fleet.
The BBC's David Bamford. The UN says relief groups have collected humanitarian aid carried by about 90 trucks out of a total of nearly 200 that have rolled into the Gaza Strip. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Justice Department looks to cancel police reform settlements with a couple of cities.
The Justice Department has moved to cancel settlements with Minneapolis and Louisville, Kentucky, that called for an overhaul of policing following the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Minneapolis in January approved a consent decree with the federal government in the final days of the Biden administration to overhaul its training and use of force policies under court supervision. That agreement required approval from a federal court, but the Trump administration told the court it doesn't intend to proceed. The administration also announced it's retracting the findings of Justice Department investigations into 6 other police departments that the Biden administration had accused of civil rights violations. Ron Taylor reporting.
With a 4-4 ruling, the Supreme Court effectively ending a publicly funded Catholic charter school in Oklahoma. Justice Amy Coney Barrett did not participate. Turns out she's friends with a Notre Dame law professor who has advised the school. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, May the 22nd, thanks for waking up with us and getting yourself ready and going to work. Listening to us on the road, try not to pound on your radio if we bring some things up that get you going. 8:05 in the morning in the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Phil's at the helm, our newest producer, doing a great job.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you got to say, you know, I don't want them to think we're using AI back there.
Yeah, definitely not.
Or up front here. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful day. This weekend is going to be beautiful if you're going out to the Strawberry Festival or other things. High near 85 today and low around 57 tonight. And that's kind of what it's going to look like until next Wednesday. High 80s, one day with, you know, like 91 in the evening. So 60, 50, anywhere from 55 to 60. Calm winds. It's just going to be beautiful. So this weekend, they've got the Strawberry Festival and Happy Valley's going. And I'm going to give away two more tickets for a free strawberry boat, this hour. So not right now. Don't start calling. It'll be later. I like to surprise you. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this a little bit over 30 years into the third generation of the Kenny family. Running that, providing just outstanding service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans they've got going. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And it just so happens, in the studio, I have Chuck Kenny.
All right, good morning.
Patriarch, thank you, of the Kenny family. And Troy Payne, who is the Veteran Service Officer for Shasta County. And the reason they're both here together is I screwed up my scheduling.
There are
totally.
No mistakes.
And ordinarily I just throw myself on a sword in front of one of them and say, sorry, guy. But I can see where this could be a very much a simpatico type of interview.
Absolutely.
With Troy and Chuck here.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna be talking to both of them. But one of the reasons I brought Chuck on is you just got back from your latest mission.
Number seven return trip to Vietnam. Exactly.
Okay. Tell people what this is about.
Well, in 2009 was my first return trip. I served with the 1st Cavalry Division as a helicopter pilot in 1970 and 71.
Right after my cousin was there.
Exactly.
And you didn't know who he was.
The two of us were in the same unit. So I went back just as a tourist in 2009 just to see what the country looks like. Unbeknownst to me, I was traveling with the Medal of Honor recipient, Mike Sprayberry.
Mm-hmm.
He was going back on a mission to find three MIAs that had never, their bodies or remains have never been recovered.
Chuck, how many MIAs do we have in Vietnam?
Right after the close of the war, there were almost 3,600. We're under 900.
So they have found through our government and the Vietnamese government and
working
people
together.
Like you all.
Exactly.
You found that many.
Exactly. So. Okay. There's still those 800, but I've got some good news to report on this trip. So
good. Okay. So then you met Mike.
Yeah, I met Mike, and we went out to the Ashaw Valley, which is in the northern part of South Vietnam, and I'm sure there are a bunch of listeners who have probably been there before. And I can tell you that it is still, in fact, it's a lot more beautiful than it was when they were there during the 60s and 70s. But we went in looking for those three MIAs and coordinating with the U.S. Department of Defense, MIA, and POW Accounting Command. And so we actually went to the combat site from 1968 and poked around a little bit. And essentially we're influencing, if we can, the MIA Accounting Command to get in and actually start an excavation. And while we were there looking for the infantry guys, they said to me, hey, there's a helicopter that crashed right around the corner being the mountain. And the three guys that were in that helicopter, their bodies or remains have never been recovered. Let's go see what we can see there. So when we got over there, only about a quarter or half a mile away, they had recently done, they being the indigenous locals, had recently done a slash and burn, and they were going to plant banana trees and manioc and food.
Yeah.
And so we slid down this extremely steep hill on our rear ends because we couldn't walk down. Got down to a flat area where they actually had taken a picture of that lost helicopter in the early 70s. And we started picking up parts to an American helicopter. And one of the parts we picked up, I kicked a piece of hand-laid fiberglass that was part of the air induction cowling right underneath the rotor head.
Uh-huh.
And my unit, Bravo Troop, 1st of the 9th of the 1st Cavalry Division, painted a yellow square on the side of their helicopters to identify the unit. I picked up this piece of what I thought was soggy cardboard, but it was, in fact, hand-laid fiberglass. I turned it over, and the corner of that yellow square was on that piece of material that I picked up.
Telling you, kind of identifying what unit and the helicopter.
What unit and the type of helicopter, which is exactly what we were looking for.
Wow.
So that was 2009. We turned it in to the POW MIA Accounting Command. They actually started digging because they have a number of different sites on their list, sending in archaeologist teams and whatnot. Actually started digging in 2019. The site, of course, and Southeast Asia closed up during COVID.
Yeah.
You couldn't get in or out. And so we didn't do anything until about 22 or 23. We went back. That place had overgrown again, and you couldn't hack your way through it with a machete. So, they put it on the dig, and they went in, cleared it out, and they started digging then, and they have gone back many times since. And I don't know the exact number, but this time when we went there, we've got a guy that actually is local Vietnamese who works on these digs, carries the sand, does the
shipping.
And
by the way, this is like an archaeological dig.
Exactly.
This is like they're looking for, and they are looking for valuable treasure, you might
exactly.
say. But that's what it looks like. It's set out, you know, it's measured, it's squared, it's got, you know, and people are that were sifting through everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and it's large.
It is. So in 22 or early 23, they actually found the transmission to this helicopter at about 4 or 5 feet deep. After the war, they had gone in and bulldozed out a two-lane road, and all the dirt was pushed down the hill, which was good because it covered up that site.
Okay.
And they couldn't get in and pick through it.
Yeah.
So they are down 4 and 5 and 6 feet deep right now on that site. Unofficially, inside information from someone who was on the site, they found a couple of teeth this trip. They don't have enough for a DNA, but
right.
they know they are right there.
So they're right there. Now, I want to take a quick early break because after all these years that you and I have talked about it,
yeah.
and all this,
yeah.
I found out a lot of stuff when you and I had breakfast the other morning about how big this is. That,
oh, yeah.
that the government, our government, and our Department of Defense has people there. And I didn't realize it until our last conversation. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
C step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson. And Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Come down to Spin That Wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win drawing. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberry shortcake and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm here with Troy Payne, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane, but he's telling a story about, he goes back to Vietnam on a very regular, he's a Vietnam vet, goes back and they're into an archaeological dig of locating MIAs, which at one point was like 3,200, 3,600.
3,600.
And now they're down to?
Under 900.
Under 900. I didn't realize that the U.S. government is really in there.
Yeah.
And on your dig, which was unofficially, two teeth were found. I mean, you found the location of the helicopter, the one that was missing, and you found a couple of teeth. Now, after this much time, there's not going to be a lot left.
That is a possibility, but you would be amazed at what can be found in certain instances. So that was a dig in March that the Department of Defense did, sponsored. They're going to go back in September.
Okay.
They are like a dog on a bone. They, literally in this case, they are, they feel like they're really close, and they're going to close this one out. They have three guys that they're looking for, and there's a possibility that they were all put in the same bomb crater at some point.
Yeah, and this is not, you know, people go, but what happened is if there was somebody that the villagers would find, they would bury them, and they would use bomb craters, artillery, you know, artillery craters, anything that was there, would put them in there and then bury them. Ideally, it would be if you found that spot in the dog tags that were there.
Yeah.
That would put some three families, bring some closure there.
Exactly.
Now, DOD has a crew there. I didn't realize who they had there with you. Yeah, I kind of just thought it was you all out there with the Vietnamese and, you know, in group. I didn't realize how big it was.
The U.S. government sponsors that, and we go at our own cost.
Right.
So the U.S. government sponsors that, and some of those digs are $250,000 by the time they move people and pay the locals and one thing and another. So they will send over a team of anywhere from 10 to 15, maybe a little more. And they will have full-time active duty military that volunteer for that. And they generally go for a month to 6 weeks as short-term temporary duty deal.
Uh-huh.
And they'll have a nurse. And that's why they don't want us old vets on the dig site, because they don't want to deal with strokes and other issues that some of us old guys have.
Yeah. Other old guys, you and me.
That's right. And they'll have the nurse. They'll have a metal detector operator, explosive ordnance demolition guy. Last year in 23, they actually found a 40-millimeter grenade round that is shot out of the what we called a chunker.
Yeah.
They found one of those still live. And so had someone hit that with a pick while they were digging, it could have been disastrous. So they've got an EOD guy. They have an archaeologist that documents everything, measures it, one thing and another. And so they are really excited about this particular
dig. So this is a 15-person team, volunteers in many cases. I mean, they're on active duty, so I mean, that's where they're getting paid. EOD guy, archaeologist, nurse, and you know probably several others that are there.
Yeah.
They're helping, but it's the locals that are there.
They actually do the digging and carrying and sifting and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, I didn't realize. I realized it was a big operation, but I didn't realize that DOD had that many people there.
We have gone for the last 5 years to a separate site.
Uh-huh.
Ironically, looking for the same kind of helicopter again.
Right.
I think that is really my main motivation. This is one of the guys that had the same job that I had.
Yeah.
And so we've been going to another village that's probably 10 to 15 miles away. And thank God now they've at least got nice asphalt roads to get there. Once we get to that little village, we turn off onto a narrow one lane, which the Vietnamese government's actually taking care of those indigenous people out in the outback.
Instead of hunting them down like they used to.
Yeah.
Yep.
They actually have poured a concrete drive, probably a mile up to their little village of like 6 or 8 thatch roof huts.
Sure.
And, they're actually helping those folks. We've been dealing with that same village for the last 5 or 6 years because the U.S. government has reports going back to the 60s and 70s of where these various aircraft have crashed. So we've been going to that same village because the report was it was right there close.
Right.
So the U.S. government got tricked a couple of times. Those people may live in thatch roof huts and be simple indigenous, but they know how to tell the government, they knew how to tell the government, hey, if you give us money, we'll let you dig in our backyard because we know there's something out there. Well, the government, U.S. government got tricked a few times and paid a bunch of money and had a dry hole, nothing there.
Yeah.
So they don't offer money anymore. But our Vietnamese guide interpreter, and we've instructed him, you tell these locals if they find anything that looks like parts of a military sure. aircraft, we'll buy it. We won't necessarily buy that, but we'll buy the information.
Mm-hmm.
And so our guide told that to one of the locals. Last November, last year, they had a bad flash flood in that area. And there's a creek that runs right alongside this little village. And the creek flooded and scoured out the bottom of the creek bed. So one of the locals went down about 2 days later when the water settled down, and he found something laying in the bottom of the creek. And we just bought it. It was a minigun. That's a six-barrel machine gun that the aircraft that we were looking for had it mounted to that aircraft. We bought the part from the guy.
It wasn't the entire gun.
It was no.
Just so people know about the barrel.
Yeah.
But it had the serial numbers on it.
Had the serial number.
And because of the record keeping, they knew that serial number of that gun was on this helicopter.
That helicopter.
Right.
And so we have now discovered another crash site that we have turned in the GPS location, pictures, all kinds of other information, and it's on them now to get a team together and go in. They've actually gone in on this particular report a couple of times, but they were surveying over a mile away because the crew that actually spotted the loach going into the trees in 1971, by the way, I was still there in 71.
Yeah.
The cover bird that spotted them going in was being shot at by a 50 cal. And so their map reading skills went right in the toilet at that point. They didn't care about what the map said. They cared about getting out of there. So the surveys that have been done previously have been done at sometimes more than a mile away.
Yeah, and you're not going to find anything.
Exactly.
So this gives a good location there, thinking
absolutely.
That, you know, probably within so many square yards in a circle, because how far can the can something that heavy of the minigun barrels coming down, how far would it go?
Yeah.
So
so we're excited about that. I'm reluctant to report, but that's probably my last trip. We found two different crash sites, turned them in, and my body tells me, yeah, that's probably your last trip, that 36-hour airport airplane ride back with delays and whatnot wore me out.
Okay, but the Vietnamese people, I mean, you were in combat with them, and a lot of, probably most of them have passed, but a lot of them, their families are still there and all that. Relationships between the Americans and the Vietnamese?
Actually, we go into some of those outback villages, there is no animosity whatsoever. And some of the guys that were actually carrying AKs and running machine guns back then, some of them are still alive.
Some are still alive.
And we go and talk to them. Of course, they're about 4 feet. 4 inches tall and weigh probably 70 pounds, you know. So, but they love it when we come over.
Yeah.
And so.
And the Vietnamese government, are they helpful?
They are.
Okay.
In fact, what's happening now is the U.S. had documented a few mass graves after large battles.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were getting dead bodies off of the battlefield, but they located and marked and got GPS-type locations on them, and they're
Vietnamese soldiers. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Wow. And that was your last one.
Well, I said that last year.
Yeah, you said. You know what?
You know, I mean, being successful.
I need to go back.
Yeah.
And go, you know, slide down one more hill.
Well, we might.
Yeah. I mean, find. You know, tell them to find a. Put some rope toes in there for us.
There you go. We're actually looking for two Chinooks that were shot down at the same battle area. And so There's no telling.
It's an honorable thing you're doing, Chuck. Well, you and Mike and the different people that are doing. I just wish my cousin had lived. You know, Agent Orange finally got him.
Yeah.
And that, because he never left Vietnam. I mean, at times he never left.
Yeah.
And even though he had a successful life later on, but it was still Well, you know, you've seen him.
Yeah.
He would change.
Exactly.
I wish he could have gone back because when he left, he'd just been shot down, as you know, and been wounded severely.
Yeah.
And I was thrown in a helicopter, and the first thing that he remembered was being at the aid station. And he said, the next thing I remember was Texas.
Oh,
they'd
how about
gotten him home, something like that. But he'd been, they'd had him, you know, whatever, because of his injuries.
You know, it's interesting. You talk
but
about
Agent Orange got him.
Yeah, you talk about how that. You know, what's it like over there now for us Americans in combat? So I went to, and I always have trouble remembering. Up north, the Marines were under siege at Quezon.
Yeah.
Thank you. It came to me. So we went to Quezon, and now it's an outdoor museum, and they've got unexploded ordnance that they have decommissioned. They've got a tank that was blown up and whatnot. They got a C-130 because it actually one of those was shot.
Yeah, it was on the airstrip. They were bringing in supplies. They hit it on the airstrip. Yeah.
So there's also a Huey helicopter there on display. And so I was standing next to it. I took my wife in 2016. Mm-hmm. I was standing next to it and I said, "Hey, take a picture of me." And while I'm standing there, I hear this whistle and what in the world is that? And I look around, and there is a group of about 20 North Vietnamese retired officers. They've got the scrambled eggs on the top of their hat. They got medals from their collar all the way to their belt.
Sure.
These guys are the real deal. So I said to my wife, "Hey, let's get back over here in the shade because I'm not interested in round two of this deal." And so we kind of tried to sneak away, but our Vietnamese guide interpreter said to them, "Hey, I've got three American GIs here on tour." Oh, my goodness. It was family reunion. They come over there hugging us. Every one of them had to shake our hands, and every one of them had to get a picture together with us. Like,
wow.
You know, we survived, they survived, and it's over.
The war's over. We're trading partners.
That was one of the best things that's ever happened to my heart.
Wow.
Because I experienced some tremendous forgiveness.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, let's exchange grandkid pictures or something, you know? It was just like that.
And that's what I wish he could have gone back.
Yeah.
And kind of like put it to rest, those feelings. If he could have gone back and done that. And I know, did you ever know Jimmy at all? From the reunions and all that?
I went to him, but.
Yeah. I think that would have really helped. Anyway, we have to take a break. We're over. We're going to come back to Troy Payne and our veteran service officer here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Troy goes there all the time. And, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I've been going there since the day I moved here to Reading. I need to get to them again, but I think they're on vacation this week, obviously, by my hair. I call them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment, roll in, get my hair cut. Sometimes I hang around, see what's going on in town. And it's always a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Chuck Kenny and Troy Penn.
If your taste buds are craving the irresistible flavor of premium barbecue, follow the smoke to Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Every Friday, Kent's fires up the barbecue in the parking lot for the best darn marinated tri-tip chicken and ribs in the North State. Select salad, side dishes, and desserts from Kathy's Deli and your favorite beer, wine, or other beverage for a complete barbecue dinner to go. Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road, 1 mile south of the airport, open till 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Friday barbecue is a tradition at Kent's Meats and Groceries. Come join us.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, inviting you to attend the High Plains Shooting Sports Center fundraising dinner May 29th at the Anderson VFW. Live auction, raffle, and lots of gun giveaways. Dinner catered by Rockin' Pete's Barbecue. This is a great opportunity to help shooting sports and the Second Amendment in Shasta County. High Plains Shooting Sports fundraiser dinner this May 29th. For tickets, call me, Patrick Jones, at 530-222-3223 or come by Jones's Ford on Cypress Avenue. And thank you for your support.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Battle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Butt. Says Debbie J. Is that who I'm looking for here? Debbie
yes.
J. I'm trying to get the all the events that are happening, but I'm here with Chuck Kinney, who just talked about his last Vietnam trip looking for MIAs, and it was very successful trip, and but I'm also here with Troy Payne because I double scheduled them today. But it worked out really good because Troy Payne, of course, is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer and just doing a great job, by the way. May I applaud you?
Thank you very much.
Well, no, I mean your whole team over there. So give us an update about what's happening at the VSO.
Oh, there's always updates, Carl.
I know that.
You know, there's been a lot of rumor and a lot of... A lot of talk about a relocation of our office. That's kind of been the hot ticket item. That is still underway. They are starting some construction on the building at 1880 Shasta Street, which is directly across,
Right across. I mean, if you know where the VSO is now, all you do is if you're looking at the VSO, if you're standing there staring at the door, you casually start stepping left in a circle, and when you make a 180, look straight across the street. There it is.
Face our door, do an about face, and you're looking at it.
That's even better. If you're, yeah, that's it. I kind of casually, you know, when people go, ooh, about face, I kind of casually turn to my, I'm
sorry. Yeah, no, they're, so they are proceeding with the roofing and HVAC project on that. That is slotted to take probably 2.5-3 months to get that entire building done.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, it's whatever the county deems is the next move. The exciting part about it is it's going to expand the overall size of our office. We're currently 4 usable offices, 5 if you include mine, because I do still
see people.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's going to expand us by the plans that are laid right now to 9 offices. They will not all be veterans representatives.
Mm-hmm.
We have a plan that we're working on right now to bring in a behavioral health and drug and alcohol counselor.
Out of Health and Human Services?
Yep. They work directly out of our office.
Wow.
They'll be able to do one-on-one as well as group because it'll give us a large conference room.
Okay.
So I've been working with the interim director, Christy Coleman, with that plan. It was taken to the board late last year. I was trying to think when that was. Late last year, and they approved a partial budget for that to get that project off the ground.
Okay.
So, you know, we're trucking along. We're doing what we do. You know, Chuck comes into our office. Carl, I know you've been there.
Well, you all finally literally tugged me back in there, pulled me back in there. You've been trying for like 5 or 6 years.
Dragging you, kicking and screaming.
And, I finally said, okay. And I came in. And I read something about the same time that I came in to see you all. And the service, by the way, my friends, is just outstanding.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And Chuck's gone through there with me too. They're there to help you. And to work with you on benefits that you've earned in your service. At the same time, I just read where there's a company or a couple companies out there that are charging veterans a lot of money for the same services that they should be giving them for free. But they're charging money, and they're making enough money off this. They're fighting it in Congress because Congress is trying to introduce a bill that says you cannot help veterans unless you're an accredited agency.
Correct.
And these people aren't accredited.
Correct.
And they're collecting millions of dollars from veterans. They don't have to do it. In fact, I know somebody that went through that and paid them. Well, I just paid them, you know, how much money I was getting. And I'm thinking, well, you didn't have to do that.
Right.
And, you know, if anything, too, they've got their own doctors. I mean, it's sleaze. And, sleaze, when you can be using your veteran service office that gets you. I had results after the last, the last time I came in there for my bring up, it's been five or 6 years. I was hearing things within 10 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just progressed through. Brian has helped me. Troy helps me. And that's the way it is for our veterans. Chuck, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've gone through there.
I have gone through that, and they have walked me through every step of my disability claim. And, in fact, educated me to the point where I'm now 100% service-connected disabled. And along with that, I just got the card for my wife that will cover her under my same coverage.
The placard? Or no,
ID card.
DOD.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Linda's got that because I'm retired.
Right. But 100% veterans also qualify for DOD identification.
Uh-huh.
As well as the spouses like Chuck was talking about, they also qualify for the CHAMP VA medical care. And
I'd like to, discuss that with you because Linda asked me about it. Right. Okay, so your hours there are?
We are open 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. and 1 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. We do not close for admin for an entire day during the week like some of the offices do.
Yeah. And they close for lunch, and they need to do that because don't think that they're out there running around for a bit because they're also doing paperwork there because I've been there during that time chit-chatting. So is it good? Should they be making appointments, or how? I don't think you make appointments.
Currently, right. My outreach coordinator, Mr. Austin Salisbury, is by appointment only.
Okay.
His main office works out of the VA Healthcare Clinic out on Knighton Road.
That's right. You got somebody out there.
Austin took over for my previous position, so he also does outreach to the assisted living facilities, to the recovery, such as Quartz Hill, Marquee. Mm-hmm. He does all of those. He also goes and services Bernie, and he has office space in Anderson. So we have to keep him by appointment only just to keep his schedule organized.
Yeah.
I am by appointment only just since I took over.
The boss there, yeah.
Well, just since I took over a lot of the administrative extras.
Yeah.
But everybody else, Brian, David, Erica, and Kelly is coming back. They are walk-ins.
Okay.
So.
If you walk in, there may be certain days that are real busy. I know if you go out to the clinic, at the VA clinic on a Monday, don't go out on a Monday.
Right.
Go Tuesday, and you just walk through.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have to go to their urgent care thing.
Right.
I'm here with Troy Payne, who is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, who has been with the office how long now?
A little over 9.5 years.
9.5 years. Was appointed this time to be the VSO, and it was a great, great choice. And, of course, Chuck Kinney, my dear friend, who a Vietnam veteran who came on today to talk about his latest trip back to Vietnam and a successful trip in locating MIAs.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Red and Balloons and Face Spinning by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Down to spin that wheel and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win drawing. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change in your home or business? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. We have a large in-stock selection of Shaw carpet, Shaw luxury vinyl tile and hardwood flooring, granite and quartz countertops, and more. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtime.store or call 241-8693. Voted best in the North State. Join us for the annual Strawberry Festival this weekend at West Valley High School. We're serving up pancake breakfast, arts and craft booths, displays of antique tractors, classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of free entertainment, and of course, our famous generous helpings of strawberries, shortcake, and ice cream. It's fun for all, and admission and parking are free. This Saturday and Sunday, West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road in Cottonwood.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Thursday, 22nd of May, 8:49 in the morning. And welcome back to the show. It's going to be a beautiful day, high near 85 and a low around 57 tonight. It's going to be like that through next Wednesday. Saturday and Sunday are going to be great days for the Strawberry Festival, and I'm giving away two more tickets. Strawberry Festival is free. These tickets are for Strawberry Boat, which is sitting, the remains of it sitting in front of me. And, this is, get one boat for two people, or get one boat for four kids. So I'm 605-4567. Give us a call and you get these, you score these tickets. I'm here with Chuck Kinney, owner of, his family, and not owner of his family, but his family-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, and Troy Payne, who is a Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. Yes, I did manage to schedule them both the same day, but it's worked out. Chuck told us about, he just got back from his latest, MIA search, team in Vietnam. And they've gotten really good news on it and then found another site. So that's great news. And Troy's been telling us, give us an update on the, on Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And they're moving next across the street here at some point. Wind River, Rain Rancheria, donated a bunch of money.
Absolutely.
Over like $104,000 for office furniture and stuff.
Well, that was for, that was just generally for the build on the new office.
Okay.
It's being used as a general donation. Uh-huh. It'll probably go towards part of this roofing project that we're working on now.
Okay.
So that was very gracious of them.
Okay.
I can't say enough about how supportive they've been.
Hey, Phil and Dave, if those phones are ringing, just tell the first person, hang on, and then tell the second person, sorry. All right? There you go. All right. Anyway, so, it was very generous. Plus, they put another, $400,000 in for the new roof over at the
Veterans Memorial.
At the Veterans Memorial Hall.
Wow. Yeah.
They support veterans out
Absolutely.
There. Now, next Monday is going to be starting at 11 o'clock. Out at IGO, there'll be a ceremony, a pretty official ceremony out there,
right.
And Chuck's going to be the MC. There's going to be a flyover, there's going to be the Jefferson Pipe Band, there's going to be a lot of things, and then of course the presentation of, different flower arrangements, wreaths for it. And like I said, it starts out at IGO at 11 o'clock, which means, frankly, be there around 10:30, be there early enough so that you can get from the parking over to the event. And they do have shuttles running, but there's not a lot of shuttles.
Right.
So just kind of get there early. And then on the following Friday, which is the 30th, out at the Civic Auditorium in the Veterans Grove will be another ceremony.
Correct.
Troy's going to be the MC and the Sergeant in Arms there, and the guest speaker is
Judy Bauer.
Judy Bauer, who is president of the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Yes.
That ceremony is great too, and it'll be wreaths being presented there too.
Correct.
And it's followed by a free lunch put on by the
CVAC.
CVAC puts on.
Veterans Affiliated Council.
Yeah. Right. Puts on the lunch afterwards. Nice lunch. So.
Always a good event.
Yeah. We can't forget Memorial Day. What, it's not a 3-day weekend.
No.
That's right.
No. It is a 3-day. They've made it into a 3-day weekend. But one of the things that should be driving people right now is what Chuck's been doing.
Absolutely.
And going back, we don't like to ever leave anybody behind.
That's right.
Sometimes you don't have a choice. And yet, of the 3,600 MIAs right after the Vietnam War, that number's gotten down to like about 900. And the search is still going on long afterwards.
That's right.
If you think about it, over 50 years, well over 50 years. And Vietnamese government, we'll give them some props that they're helping.
That's right.
But our Department of Defense has not stopped.
Correct.
They've been doing this. And they're going to continue to do it as long as there's, you know, as long as something can be, as long as it takes, I would like to think.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to leave anybody back there.
Right.
So, Troy, for our veterans out there, a lot of them think, well, you know, I didn't serve during combat. Well, most people don't serve in combat.
That's correct.
If you look at the military, most don't serve in combat.
No, a lot of them are in a support operation.
You know, something like Desert Storm was a, you know, that was a huge thing back then. But I had friends that didn't make it over because they were in school or they were in a unit that did not deploy or they were in a different type. I mean, they just couldn't make it over there. But any veteran, regardless of where you served, should come down and see you.
Absolutely. You're not wrong, Carl. A lot of military members don't serve in theater. However, they train for combat.
Yeah.
And those trainings are above and beyond what the normal human body is really designed to do. So those injuries that occurred during that, those matter. They matter. So we encourage every veteran to come down to our office, at least get the facts about their benefits.
You know, you were, let's say you were on active duty, you were E2, you were 18 years old, and you were playing football for your regiment,
mm-hmm.
and you blew out a knee. Now, they fixed it. You finished up your 4 years. Guess what? Now it's been 30 years, and that knee's bothering you.
Yes.
And guess what? You are covered. The VA will take care of you.
That's correct.
Please tell me if I'm wrong. It didn't have anything to do with combat. It has to do with, I think Brian, with the way Brian put it, it's like workers' compensation that you've just been damaged while you were, and the longer you stayed in the, and I'm not saying that, you know, that you had to get shot to do it, but the longer you stay in, the more trucks you jump off of, the more helicopters you land hard in. Yeah, it takes its toll.
I use the example a lot of times, Carl, is service members are on the clock 24/7. So unless there's some type of, you know, unless you had been indulging and did something ignorant, you know, gross negligence on your part or something along those lines. The example that I use is if you live off base, you get off of duty and you're driving home and you get into an auto accident, you're still on the clock.
Yeah.
That's a service-connected injury. So that's something that a lot of service members and now veterans don't realize, that those things matter.
And these are benefits, my friends, that you have earned. These, you know, you can call – somebody said, well, they're entitlements. No, I look at entitlements differently.
Right.
These are benefits you've earned. An entitlement is somebody gets because they are in a certain category.
Right.
Veterans have earned these.
Absolutely.
And no matter, and you will never change my mind, Randall. So how do people get a hold of you?
They can either walk into our office. We always ask them if they've never been there, please bring your discharge documents, your DD-214 or your NGB-22 if you were in the National Guard, your reserve release documents. We are located at 1855 Shasta Street. We are open 5 days a week, 8:30 to 11:30, 1 to 4. Or you can call us, and our phone number is 530-225-5616. You'll talk to, in my opinion, the best administrative secretary that walks the earth right now. Miss Amy.
Amy, I hope you're listening. I love you. I love you, Amy.
Amy runs that office. I'm just a figurehead.
You're just, you know what? Amy, it's good to know that you're in charge down there. And this is, and my, you know, and people, if you've got a family member, here's the other big thing. You've got a family member that's a veteran. You need to turn them on to the Veterans Service Office. Things that all of a sudden started 30 years later, they can be helped right then. Just get them down to the Veterans Service Office.
And let's not forget the extended families, Carl.
Yeah.
You know, survivors, surviving spouses. There are two separate scenarios where they may be entitled to VA benefits.
Absolutely.
And we can come down there. I mean, they can come down to us. We will explain all of that to them.
And next time, because we've got to run, we talk aid and attendance. And this is a very important part for as veterans age, aid and attendance. But you got to wait till next time when Troy's coming on. Chuck, thank you so much, my friend.
Carl, thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. And Troy, I appreciate everything you all do down there.
It's always an honor to be here, Carl.
Okay, tomorrow we may have the sheriff that's running for governor may be joining us tomorrow morning. We'll see. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.